What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. September is Hispanic Heritage Month, and throughout the month, we'll be spotlighting the contributions Avenue musicians have made to Latin music. On this week's show, we'll share an hour of music featuring the Latin sound of West Montgomery. West Montgomery was born in Naptown in 1923. He rose to prominence on Indiana Avenue during the 1950s. His unique sound on the guitar captivated music fans, and West became one of the best-selling jazz artists of the 1960s. Throughout his career, West incorporated Latin music into his sound, recording with legendary conga players including Willie Bobo, Ray Barreto, Candido, and Armando Peraza. The Latin sound can be heard in the earliest known recordings of West's work as a band leader, and we'll hear two examples now. Recorded live at the Turf Club in Indianapolis in 1956. This is the Montgomery Johnson Quintet with Brazil and Caravan. That was the Montgomery Johnson Quintet with Caravan, recorded live in Naptown in 1956. On this week's show, we're exploring the Latin sound of West Montgomery. Up next, we'll hear two tracks from the 1961 album George Shearing and the Montgomery Brothers. The album featured West performing with the Cuban percussionist Armando Peraza. This is Mambo in Chimes and Stranger in Paradise. That was George Shearing and the Montgomery Brothers with Stranger in Paradise. This week on Echoes of Indiana Avenue, we're exploring the Latin sound of West Montgomery. Up next, we'll listen to Wes's 1963 recording of the Mexican bolero, Besame Mucho. After that, we'll hear his 1964 recording of Mocha Flor. Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music exploring the Latin sound of West Montgomery after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month with an hour of music exploring the Latin sound of West Montgomery. Throughout his career, Wes incorporated Latin music in his sound, performing classic songs from Latin America and recording with legendary Latin percussionists, including the Afro-Cuban drummer Candido. Up next, we'll hear two tracks Wes recorded with Candido. From the 1965 album Bumpin', this is Con Alma, followed by the shadow of your smile. Wes Montgomery's 1966 album, California Dreamin', included several Latin-flavored tracks and featured the famous Puerto Rican percussionist Ray Barreto. We'll listen to three cuts from that record now: Winds of Barcelona, Green Peppers, and South of the Border. Thank you. That was Wes Montgomery with South of the Border. On this week's show, we're exploring the Latin sound of Wes Montgomery. Wes's 1966 album, Tequila, featured strong Latin grooves from percussionist Ray Barreto. We'll listen to two tracks from that record now, Tequila, followed by the bossa nova classic, How Insensitive. That was Wes Montgomery with How Insensitive. On this week's show, we're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month by exploring the Latin sound of Wes Montgomery. We'll end this week's show with Wes's 1967 recording, The Joker, once again featuring Ray Barreto on drums. Thanks for tuning in for this exploration of the Latin sound of Wes Montgomery. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do.